Hello,
good evening. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are you the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote?
I will 100% vote.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I don't really want to answer that question.
Okay. And may I ask, what is your age, or how old are you?
I'm in my 40s.
So, is it 40, or?
I'm in my 40s, yeah.
Okay, can I take that as, like, you're 40 years old?
Yeah.
Okay. And just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? Is it white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, or maybe mixed, including Hispanic or Latino? Mixed,
I'm
not
mixed.
Including... I'm sorry?
I'm mixed.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not following you. What is your race?
I am mixed race.
You're mixed?
Yes.
Okay. Including Hispanic or Latino, or not including Hispanic or Latino?
Not including Hispanic and Latino.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, or generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I guess we'll have to wait and see till November, won't we?
Okay.
I mean...
So,
right now, things aren't that great, but, you know, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
So, if I...
I can't really answer that until we find that answer, to be honest.
Gotcha. But, I mean, is it... I mean, you have five different options. Let me read these to you.
Okay.
Let's see if I can get an answer. The first one is very satisfied. Second one, satisfied, dissatisfied. Very dissatisfied, or you don't know?
Well, I guess I'm just dissatisfied.
Okay. And now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50% means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion...
I feel like this is going to answer the question whether or not what party I go in, but go ahead.
Oh. No, no. I mean, actually, if you have no opinion or have you never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So, let's start. First of all, we have J.D. Vance.
Can we rate less than 0?
No, it's just from 0 to 100.
0.
Okay. Joe Biden.
50.
Democrats in Congress.
50.
Project 2025.
0.
And MAGA Republicans?
Oh, MAGA, zero.
Lori Chavez, Barometer?
I don't have an opinion.
Okay. And Republicans in Congress?
Well, they're kind of a mess. It's all kind of a mess. So I don't have an opinion.
Okay. And Janelle Bloom.
I don't have an opinion.
Donald Trump.
Ooh, see, that's a shady question right there. Zero.
And Kamala Harris.
Well, 50%. We'll have to wait and see what she does, right?
If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat? Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, which candidate would you lean toward?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, so just to confirm, for the Republican or the Democrat?
The Democrat.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Sane, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Republican Donald Trump?
I'm waiting to really decide that answer. But
okay.
Probably Kamala Harris.
Okay. So, I mean, sometimes I wish I could, you know, participate also.
I know, I know.
If you hear it, like, you know, I just continue with the following question. It's nothing personal. So I'm just, you know, focus on the question. And regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Republican Donald Trump?
God, I hope not.
Democrat Kamala Harris? Or someone else?
I'm going to go with Kamala Harris.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Ramirez or Democrat Janelle Bloom?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't really have an opinion about either one of those candidates.
Okay. So I also have, I mean, Lori Chavez de Ramirez, Janelle Bloom, undecided, other, or don't know?
Don't know is good.
Okay. And even though you're not supporting Janelle Bloom now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bloom? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
A small chance? I don't know anything about her. She's not very good about, you know, reaching me as an audience.
Okay. So even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez de Ramirez now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez de Ramirez? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
A very slight chance.
And do you approve? Okay.
Go ahead.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? And is that strongly approved, disapprove, or somewhat approve, disapprove of the
job? I mean, I somewhat approve. I feel like he's been stonewalled. So go ahead.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Ramirez is handling her job as your member of Congress? And is that strongly approve, disapprove, or somewhat approve, disapprove?
Disapprove.
I got two options, strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove.
Now, I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bouyum's opponent has made about her and Bouyum's response to get your reaction.
Okay.
Janelle Bouyum's opponent says she's a soft-on-crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and active-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bouyum said, she was pleased to see the protests. Bouyum is so liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job. It shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. Supporters of...
No, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Supporters of Janelle Bouyum say this attack is just an attempt by Travis Derometer to distract from her extreme record in Congress and the damage she's done to Oregon families. Travis Derometer supports a national abortion ban, even for victims of rape and incest. Travis Derometer has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, to strip healthcare protection away from Oregonians, and cut taxes for billionaires. She'll be just another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Larry Chavez Derometer or Democrat Janelle Bouyum?
Well, I would have to fact check everything that you just told me. And since I don't have the option to do that, I'm going to give that I have no opinion.
Okay, so you don't know or you're undecided or that would be other?
I would be other.
Okay.
Because I feel like they can say whatever they want and it doesn't matter. Everybody can say whatever they want and you just have to go check the facts for yourself because social media is dumb. Go ahead.
Okay, so now I'm going to read to you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking with you about Larry Chavez Derometer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Derometer for Congress. A great deal. So this is the options. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all.
Go ahead. I thought you were done.
Larry Chavez Derometer voted to cut billions from our border patrol and immigration police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts means less money for investigation that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cyber crimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement. At the same time, she wants to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Larry talks to on crime, but is just doing what Trump and Republican Party bosses tell her to do. Is it a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
I don't think I understood that particular question. So she said that, you know, who are we talking about? Larry Chavez?
Larry Chavez Derometer. Voted.
Okay.
So do you want me to read it again?
No, it's okay. So we were talking about Larry Chavez Derometer and how she voted to cut all of the Border Patrol and to cut law enforcement, but she's in support of law enforcement and says that, see, yeah, this is dumb. I don't like her. So we'll just put, I don't like her. I'm not voting. Yeah.
Okay. I got four different options here. So
throw them at me.
Great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all.
Okay. And when I say a great deal, is that my displeasure or I like that?
Like you like that.
No, I don't like that at all.
Okay, so
I
that
don't
would
like
be
her,
not at all.
Yeah.
Okay. So Lori Chavez the Remitter broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women. Is it a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all for you?
Okay, so again, I'm not sure what is a great deal. Like, am I voting? Am I saying that I don't like her politics, or I do like her politics?
Okay, the question is, please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting.
Oh, it troubles me a great deal.
Okay. So in the very first, actually paragraph, so that would be a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all for you?
It troubles me a great deal.
Okay. And the second one?
It troubles me a great deal.
Okay. Chavez the Remitter stands by Trump even as he threatens to become a dictator on day one. He has said he will persecute and jail his political enemies, deploy our military to our armed cities to put down protests, and promise his base that if he wins, this is the last time they will ever have to vote. We need leaders who have the strength to stand up to those trying to end our democracy, and that's clearly not Chavez the Remitter. Is it a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all for you?
Well, Trump troubles me a great deal. Go ahead.
Seniors have worked hard to earn their retirement security, but Chavez the Remitter supported cutting funding for Social Security and Medicare services, and she voted with Republicans 26 times to block bills that would protect both presidents from cuts. It's clear Lori is working harder for her party than for Oregon seniors who've earned their retirement benefits. Is it a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all for you?
Is the question, does it trouble me or do I agree with it?
Like,
okay, I don't have an opinion on that. There's no money, so what are you supposed to do?
Okay, so Chavez the Remitter is working to perpetuate a system that is rigged against working people. She supported budgets which could cut veterans benefits by 22%, lay off more than 1,000 teachers and aides, and eliminate healthcare coverage for hundreds of thousands of working Americans instead of making billionaires and tax cheats pay their fair share.
Because that troubles me a great deal.
Because they fund her petty campaigns. So, great deal.
That worries me a great deal.
Okay. And Chave the Remitter has embraced Trump, whose extreme project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan calls for a nationwide ban on abortion, eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare as we know it, rolls back LGBTQ+ rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulation while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez the Remitter is a vote to undermine our democracy. Is it a great deal?
Like, again, does it trouble me a great deal? Like, does it worry me a great deal? Yes.
Okay. And now I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez the Remitter or Democrat Danielle Boudjoum?
Well, Again, I would have to fact check all of this for myself and find out, but I don't think I would vote for Lori Chavez.
Okay, so you would vote for Republican.
Well, I would vote for Janelle, or no, I would not vote for Republican Lori Chavez, right?
You will vote for Democrat Janelle Bujum. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, and providing she's not a POS too. Like, that's not terrible.
Okay. And the last few questions are for status call only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, or postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, or etc.
I have a vocational certificate and I also have a BA, a BS, a bachelor of science.
Okay.
So I don't know if you can choose two, but that's my two.
Okay. So, are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, divorced?
I'm married.
Okay. And do you have any children, 18,